The first airport in the world to go 100% solar is in India, and we're joined on the line by Al Jazeera News anchor and correspondent live from India, Divya Gopalan. Good day to you and welcome to the program on Radio Islam.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be on. Thanks for calling me and speaking to me.
Thank you for taking out the time to chat to us. Cochin International Airport Limited in Kochi, Kerala, India, has become the first airport in the world to be powered entirely by solar power.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? It was also a big surprise to the guy, the visionary behind it, Vijay Kurian. He originally was the collector of Kerala, and he kind of spearheaded a few projects within Kerala and then became in charge of Kochi International Airport a few years ago. And once again, revolutionized the way the airport run. It's one of the most efficient airports in the world. Well run, very clean, staff are treated fairly. And while he was there, he realized that they were paying a lot in power, in energy prices were going up by the minute. And so he thought he'd put a few solar panels on one of the roofs and found out, hey, that's very effective because there's a wide open space. And, you know, India has 250 to 300 days a year of sunshine, so it made a lot of sense. And then he thought, hey, wait a minute, why don't I do this for the whole of the airport's operations? And so they set out these solar panels in a space of about, I would say, 25 football fields just next to the airport. And now it's running completely on solar panel. And when he did it, or when he started it, he didn't realize that no other airport in the world had done it. And so not only did it come as a surprise to him, it's pretty much come as a surprise to a lot of people in this country.
Yes, quite a fantastic project overall. Are all aspects of the airport solar on a cloudy week? Would the traffic controllers still be operational?
Yeah, that was a question I posed to him too, and that's an interesting question because, yes, there are cloudy days. On average, the airport runs on about 48,000 units of power. The airport can, on a sunny day, you get about 60,000 units of power, and that power actually goes to the grid, the electricity grid of Kerala, the state grid, and so it's almost like it's banked in that grid. So on the cloudy days, they can actually take whatever deposit they make, kind of like going to a bank, putting some savings. On the days where you don't have much cash, you can take out some of the savings. So they say that it is completely power neutral, meaning that they are going to not be taking any from the grid that they haven't produced themselves.
Yes, now, what did it cost? How much will the municipality be saving India in the long run with this project?
Well, it's hard to guess because they're also going to be building another international terminal, which they say will be covered. Also, the operations will be covered by these solar panels. But what I can tell you is that it costs about $10 million for them to have these solar panels made and installed. It took about 6 months from start to finish. And they say the amount they will save would mean in energy costs otherwise means that they will pay it off within 5 years, which is pretty incredible. But what's also worth noting is that these solar panels, and even the managing director of the airport did admit this to me, they came at a hugely subsidized rate from a German company called Bosch, who wanted to be part of this project. So although they put the project out to tender to several companies around the world, these guys came with unbelievably cheap solar panels, which is kind of what makes them able to recoup what they've put in already. They do admit themselves that they have been helped quite a bit by this company subsidizing these panels.
Do you now foresee other airports following suit?
That's an interesting question because even before this was completed, the Indian government, a couple of days before the inauguration, the Indian government started directing other airports to follow suit and start copying Kochi Airport because it is actually very possible for them to do it. A lot of these airports are quite far out of the city. There is space around them, if not on top of the buildings itself, on car parks and such. And so now it's being used as a template for 6 to 7 other airports in India itself, with the next one they're saying that will be completely solar-powered. Not entirely sure what date it will happen, but it'll be Kolkata Airport, I'm hearing.
Yes, so we're looking forward to having more of these perhaps across the globe also. You were at the launch. Is this development appreciated by the people on the ground, or the people have other concerns to worry about?
You know, people were, for one thing, surprised themselves. A lot of people didn't realize what was happening and didn't realize the scope of it. I think they saw these solar panels go up. They knew something was happening, but they didn't realize it was one setting kind of, it was a landmark airport for the whole world. But also, I did speak to a couple of environmentalists who said that there are concerns. I mean, at the moment, the solar panels are on the ground about, I would say, 3 to 5 meters maximum off the ground. And environmentalists say that that's too close. That's too close to where people would be walking around, or, you know, kind of the level where you would feel the heat. So any residential areas nearby, or even office areas or streets, will start to feel the heat from solar panels, bringing up the temperatures from 3 to 5 degrees. The thing with Kochi Airport at the moment is that there isn't much development around it yet, although there is starting to be development. So over the next 25 years, when they expect these solar panels to last, with the current technology we have, it could start posing a problem as far as heat and temperatures rising.
Yes, so that is of great concern. Is India developing technologically faster than the world perhaps realizes?
You know, one would think that they are, given the advances they have made in solar power. In fact, India is moving at breakneck speed when it comes to solar power. You know, they say that soon, they're thinking about, you know, a third of the country's current electricity generation by 2022 would be generated by solar power. So that's like, you know, 30%, which is huge. But we spoke to people from the solar panel industry here, and they're saying that they're not getting any of the benefits from it, because what the government is actually doing is they're making solar panels cheaper, they're giving benefits to consumers, so airports, residences are being encouraged to have solar panels in their homes. Any new building that's being brought up is now being encouraged to have solar panels and getting tax breaks. And also what the government is doing is, what they're doing is they're squeezing the price of solar panels, saying, we can give it to you at this, we can subsidize it all. So what happens to solar panel companies in India is they can't afford to provide the solar panels at the regular price and make a good profit. So they're using cheap materials, they can't invest in research and development, and people are not buying the panels from India because of that. And they're coming from China, in fact. 67% of all solar panels come from China. So, in fact, it's kind of the fact that the government is really helping the consumer and kind of encouraging people to use it has backfired in technology-wise for India, as far as developing this kind of, this kind of science for them.
Yes, so all sorts of exciting things taking place. We really appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you very much. Good to speak to you.
Thank you. Bye. That was Divya Gopalan speaking to us from India about the first solar-powered airport in the world. Yes, the first of that kind. And we look forward to having more of these, perhaps in South Africa also. I wonder, will our climate allow for this? It's much more warm, or it's much hotter that side of the world, so they have more sunshine perhaps, so that would be assisting it. But as she said, there's a banquet, you could say that they store the extra power on the grid, so they're able to tap into that when they need that. You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International.